on tables after Dave Penzer announces tables are legal, bring a table into the ring. They squirt lighter fluid all over the table because that worked out so well last time. They're about to light it on fire when Abyss attacks him and then ends up himself wanting to set the table on fire because apparently he loves fire now that he almost died in a fire 2 weeks ago. And then that chaos broke out before that happened. The table was never set on fire. Rude ended up getting 3D'd through the table by Team 3D. A near fall occurred. Three count wasn't scored because Jackie yanked the ref out of the ring before it could count to three. Storm then sprayed a mouthful of beer in D-Von's face, and that led to the pin. Just a cluster mess of a match. It's a disgusting show at this point. It's hard to appreciate much of anything an hour into it, and this really wasn't deserving much appreciation. Just eight guys running around hitting each other, and it just was a mess. They kept pushing the Foley announcement throughout the show. No talk about Sting turning heel. No big deal. No. No big deal that Lethal lost in a minute. That should be a big deal. Wasn't. Angle walks out, and just to really, you know, make me feel even better about TNA, he brings up Jeff Jarrett's preteen daughters again. You know, ages 2, 6, 7, and 11. Or whatever they are. I mean, it's around that, around those ages. And he said, I meant it when I promised I was going to pay your daughters a visit. I mean, let that sink in. TNA has sunk to a heel threatening to, quote, pay a visit to preteen daughters of a wrestler he doesn't like. I mean, it is unprecedented in wrestling, and there's a reason. It's tasteless. It's not entertaining. It's vile. It implies things that are not something you put on a wrestling show in any context. So Jeff Jarrett walks out, and he's had enough. He's in a rage. He's red-faced. He says to Kurt Angle, I will not tolerate you bringing up my daughters. I'm going to use my authority as owner of TNA to void your contract, buy you out, whatever I legally have to do, and never put you on television again. And I'm going to alert the authorities to put out a restraining order on you because we don't bring my daughters up. I told you that before, and you're not going to do it again, and I'm going to make sure of it. You're off my show forever. Okay, that's not what Jarrett said, actually. I made all that up. That's what he should have said. You think if someone threatens your daughters, that might be maybe the first thing on your mind when you step onto the stage? Uh-uh. Jeff Jarrett walks out onto the stage, didn't hear any of that daughter stuff apparently, or just doesn't care. He walks out and starts calmly talking about how TNA's roster is really talented, and it's not about him anymore, so he's not going to wrestle Kurt. He's going to pass the torch, and he thinks Kurt should do the same. So we've got Jeff Jarrett on television representing TNA as part owner and founder, telling his audience Kurt Angle's over the hill, and he should retire. I mean, think about that for a second. Think about how absolutely stupid you have to be if your money in real life is on the line and you come up with this scheme of promoting your top acquisition ever, your top paid talent, and you're so smart that you think, let's promote him on air as somebody who's over the hill and really needs to pass the torch and retire. I can't get over how stupid this is. I can't. It's just incredible. How does this pass, like, through the filters or the booking scheme that they have there? How does someone not see this and go, wait a second, should we really be talking on television about how Kurt Angle needs to retire? How he needs to pass the torch? And then here's the punchline. Jeff Jarrett says, this promotion is now about AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. Okay, so far so good. Jay Lethal. What? And the Motor City Machine Guns. Those are the five guys he mentioned. The Motor City Machine Guns have been jobbers because they wouldn't blade. And they've got attitude issues. Or they don't know how to wrestle because, you know, they're too exciting and cool. And, you know, I don't know. They've been jobbing on TV for 6 months to a year, whatever it's been. Jay Lethal just jobbed to Bashir in less than 2 minutes, a half hour earlier, and nobody made a big deal out of it, so he must suck. Because if somebody loses in less than a minute, or just over a minute in a title match, and nobody makes a big deal out of it, obviously, he sucks. And Jeff Jarrett said he's one of the five young guys this company's built around, and Angle needs to pass the torch to these freaking losers. They're booked as losers. Anyway. I mean, this is the lowest of low IQ booking in so many ways. I've probably seen worse, but I blocked it out of my mind. If I have nothing, it wasn't much worse. This is as bad as it gets. Angle said, I don't give a damn about you or your company. All he cares about is whipping his ass tonight. Jarrett says, well, you're going to have to get used to it. No, it's my answer. I don't want to fight. He says, but I know someone who does want to fight, and Abyss was standing behind Angle, and Abyss beat up Kurt Angle. Angle slipped out pretty quick and got out of the ring. All right, deep breath time. Video package aired on Awesome Kong and Taylor Wilde, and then Raisha Saeed did a promo on Kong, said she's going to win the title and end Taylor's match, and their feud is over after tonight. And Awesome Kong wins in 3 minutes. This was a marathon of a match. They might as well call this a 3-minute Iron Man match. The most pinfalls in 3 minutes is the winner. I mean, that's singles matches go either 1 or 2 minutes. So if you can have a 30-minute Iron Man match in normal wrestling world, then in this TNA bizarro universe of wrestling where title matches last 1 minute 10 seconds, you might as well book a 3-minute match as a marathon match. Well, anyway, Kong won this one in another ridiculously short match. Interference from Saeed, tripping Taylor. She came off the ropes, and Kong hit Taylor from behind and gave her the awesome bomb. Then time for the main event, which they barely had time to promote. Big Sexy Kevin Nash and Sting against AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. Sting and Nash won this one in 9 whole minutes. There actually was a commercial break in the middle of this one, though. They found time for a commercial break. So we saw 3 minutes, then 3-minute break, then 3 minutes more. At first, Nash didn't want any piece of Joe, but then in the second segment, after the commercial, they had some in-ring action. They did some near falls. Sting ended up corner-splashing Nash by mistake. As Styles turned to fight Sting, Nash knocked him out with the championship belt and scored the pin. As Sting and Nash celebrated, Styles came back and went after Nash's leg. Joe got up bleeding from the forehead and applied the rear naked choke on Nash. Then the other two heels came out, Booker and Angle, and they took Joe and Styles down and beat them up. So we had a beat down. Then they went to a break, came back, final 15 minutes, time for Mick Foley's big announcement. Mick Foley comes out and says that when he met with Jeff Jarrett backstage, first thing Jeff asked him is, you've made a lot of money in your career, haven't you? You know, and then Mick Foley found a reason. His ego is very fragile, or needs to be constantly fed, although it did fit the storyline here, coincidentally. But he talked about all of his achievements, you know, main event matches, best-selling New York Times book, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so we established Foley's been really successful, made a lot of money. And Jarrett said, is it a rumor true that you're the pretty cheap, that you're tight, that you're the most frugal wrestler who ever laced up a pair of boots? Tanay needlessly interjected, I don't know that that's a rumor, that's a fact. Thanks, Mike, we missed you. Foley said his tasting cars is modest, and when it comes to clothes, I'm not exactly Palin-esque, if you know what I mean. Apparently the crowd didn't, or they're all Republicans, because they groaned or didn't laugh. So apparently these fans weren't paying attention the last few days, or think it's really cool for the Republican Party to spend $150,000 on Hockey Mom from Alaska's wardrobe, and didn't find that joke funny, but I think even Republicans are kind of would laugh at that joke. But that fell flat. So anyway, Foley said Jarrett then asked him if he'd like to invest some of that money. And at that point, Kurt Angle walked out. And Kurt Angle said he's upset that last week Mick Foley said that he wanted to take a Kurt and wipe his Angle. Foley laughed, Angle headbutted in the face, and said, now is it funny? Foley stood up and said, actually, Kurt, it is kind of funny. You see, were you under the impression Jeff Jarrett was offering me a stock tip? He said what Jarrett wanted to ask him was whether he'd be willing to become a major investor in TNA. Foley revealed he's now a major shareholder. He's a part owner. He then turned up the intensity of his tone and said, you know, Kurt, it's kind of funny because you just headbutted your new boss. Mike Tanay and Don West exclaimed, whoa, really loud, as they always do when they have to pretend to be really surprised and they want you to think this is really important. Foley said his first action is to fire the entire booking crew. The crowd started chanting, fire Russo, and then saying, na, 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 goodbye. Foley said things are going to change around here and get better. His first move is to hire Paul Heyman as booker, and they're going to present a whole new approach to wrestling starting next week, and he's never been more excited about the talent pool they have or the time slot they have on Spike TV, and things are just going to be great from here on out. Okay, none of that happened. I'm so sorry. If you thought it did, and I got you happy because you haven't read the report yet, I'm sorry. I really, in my mind, that flashed in my head when he said he was a major investor. I thought he was going to actually break into a real shoot and say it's time for a change. Keep Russo around as an idea man. Like Foley said, he's a good idea man. But he's not a big picture guy, nor is Jeff Jarrett. Nor is Dutch. Just not. But no, Foley said nothing about the booking crew. I'm sorry. Instead, he teased firing Kurt Angle. He said, Kurt, you're 3 to work here if you want. So he's pretending to be Vince and then changed into that. He said he didn't invest in this to fire a top star like Kurt. He invested in it because he believes in it. He said, we've had our ups and downs over the years, and yeah, you did just headbutt me. You did threaten to do whatever to Jeff Jarrett's preteen daughters, but we'll look past that. And, well, we just, you know, want you around. And he talked about how much he loves this business. He said, Kurt, you and I had this... All right, that concludes the five-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the ESUB option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.